Welcome. As an influencer, courtesy of SinuPrep for Kids Syrup, you have been granted exclusive access with Dr. Sears to get your pediatric questions answered. We are very happy to have you participate in today's call. Today, along with other like-minded peers, you will have the opportunity to ask questions and listen to one of America's leading pediatricians about children's health and wellness. Please remember that reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or parts of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments, which will be made available at www.bionoricausa.com. I would now like to turn the call over to Dr. Sears.
Let's move on to another question. And I can also go with one of my pre-submitted questions. I have several good ones here. One question is about frequent nosebleeds. One person says their three-year-old gets a lot of nosebleeds, and they want to know what could be causing it and how to make it stop. One thing is, I see this a lot, and it's almost never any sort of bleeding disorder, almost never. Now, signs that it could be some sort of bleeding disorder where your blood is too thin and the nose is easily bleeding for that reason is if your child is getting a lot of bruises, not just on the legs, because you expect bruises on the legs, but a lot of dark, big bruises in other parts of the body that you wouldn't expect them to get bruises, say the middle part of their body or the forearms or the shoulders or something, that could be a sign that their blood is a little thin and might be prone to bleeding, and your doctor can check that out. Number two, if your child is getting sick all the time with fevers and coughs and colds and ear infections, really frequent illnesses, and they have a lot of nosebleeds, it could be a problem with your child's immune system, and you'd want to get that checked. And if your child is very tired, low energy, very sleepy, can't really run around much, they could be very anemic. And that sometimes is associated with some thin blood and easy bleeding. But those situations are very, very rare. The most common reasons are that the inside of the nose is just a little irritated, a little dry, and the blood vessels that line the inside of the nose are right on the surface and bleed very easily. If you keep the nose moist with saline nasal spray, and you're spraying that in there a few times a day for moisture, that will definitely help. If you look up in your kid's nose and you see any crusty scabs, it could be a little area inside the nose that's infected. There's some bacteria living there that can be causing some chronic irritation and bleeding. You can get some over-the-counter antibiotic ointment, like what you'd put on a cut. You put it in the nose twice a day, and you massage the nostrils together to spread the ointment around. That can calm down a little infection like that. If not, your doctor can give you a prescription antibiotic ointment that's more specifically designed to kill any bad germs in the nose that might be causing a little irritation. Do that for a few weeks with the ointment, and that can clear up the situation. And if not, have your pediatrician take a look in there and see if they can see any reasons that there's a lot of bleeding going on that might need to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor for some other kinds of treatments. So thanks for asking that question. Let's see. I have a question here about, about lice. Someone's heard that lice are often immune to the usual treatments, and they want to do, they want to know what they can do to get rid of their kids' lice. My experience has been that most lice is not being resistant, yet. If a kid catches lice the first or second time, chances are is that it is going to be susceptible to the usual over-the-counter treatments. And I know there are a variety of over-the-counter treatments. I can give you a kind of a suggestion on the usual treatment that I go with, permethrin cream or shampoo. And that's often one of the ones that helps get rid of lice very effectively. And one of the most important things is you want to always get a lice comb to comb out all the little lice and the little eggs that are left over so they don't continue multiplying in the head. There are some natural lice treatments instead of the medicated ones I think you can use. You can probably search for some natural lice remedies online. I do like using those as well. And, of course, you might have to cut the hair short for a couple months. If they're a boy, I guess that's not too much of a problem. But don't feel like lice is this weird, strange disease that's, you know, hugely resistant and is going to give you years of problems, because it's not. It's not this, it's a pretty harmless little infestation anyway. It doesn't cause any harm, just causes some mild itching. And in my experience, it is still fairly easily treated.
We will take our next question from Melissa Machiavelli. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Sears. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question related to nursing and food sensitivities. I have a 3-month-old son, and he seems to be experiencing some, I don't want to say allergy, but some symptoms related to food that I'm eating. I've tried the elimination diet for probably the last month and had some success, but have also seen a couple of setbacks, especially recently, and I'm not sure what it is that I'm consuming that could be upsetting his stomach. I've eliminated almost entirely all dairy from my diet. I do consume a fair amount of soy because I'm vegetarian, and I'm a little, frustrated by, thought we were making some progress, and now we seem to be having some setbacks, and I'm wondering if there are any tests that our pediatrician can run, or if I should just continue eliminating things from my diet and testing, you know, doing the 2-week test and seeing what happens from there. Thank you.
I see this quite a bit in my office, and I'll give you the list of foods that I usually ask moms to take out of their diet. Dairy, of course, you started with already. Corn can be a very common irritant to the babies through the breast milk. Eggs, nuts. Unfortunately, these are all the very healthy things you're probably relying on. Wheat or gluten. You know, unfortunately, wheat allergy is a fairly common situation for babies through the breast milk. Caffeine, chocolate, coffee, you know, those things. Tomatoes, sometimes irritating to a baby. Citrus fruits, the acid levels of those can be irritating. Those are, and did I mention soy? Soy can be something, especially since you're overdoing soy as a vegetarian. That can cause a trouble. Sometimes the prenatal vitamins with iron, the iron in a prenatal vitamin can irritate a baby, and I always usually have my moms go off prenatal vitamin for a few weeks to see if it helps. The problem is your baby could be sensitive to 2 or 3 foods, and you're not going to know unless you're going off those foods simultaneously. So sometimes it's best to really kind of play hardball and spend a few weeks going off all the suspected allergens and seeing if you get improvement. I will say, as far as testing to see what your baby's sensitive to, in my experience as a pediatrician, allergy testing in young babies is not very accurate, and it doesn't really give us any useful results. What I have had success with is it's a little bit, I will say, a little bit hokey or a little bit alternative medicine, you know, oriented, but seeing a chiropractor or a naturopath to do muscle strength food sensitivity testing, you know, with you and with the baby, sometimes they can get some impressions about what your baby might mostly be sensitive to and give you some specific guidance on exactly what to eliminate. It doesn't make sense from a scientific background in my mind, but I've had some parents swear by it, and I've seen some babies get much better based on advice from that kind of approach. And so actually, I do that from time to time with my patients. Send them into the chiropractor or a naturopath or an alternative medicine doctor to do some, you know, alternative types of food sensitivity testing like muscle strength testing and give you some more specific guidance. So I'd seek someone out like that if you find the more strict elimination diet isn't doing the trick. So good luck with that. I hope you can find some good results and relief quickly.
Thank you for participating in today's call. And as a reminder, the audio from today's call will be recorded and produced into podcast segment, which will be made available to all interested participants on www.bionoricausa.com/Dr. Sears. Please check back to this website to see when this will be available.